Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, Mark Hadley, hello to you. We're going to talk about something totally different, but given the fact that you're a TV critic for us,
I'd like to know
just, you know, briefly what you thought about the whole Chaser skit.
All I can say is what a night to wander in.
That's right, isn't it?
Look, I think there's one basic thing that people should keep in mind. We should not confuse explanation with apology. Now, a lot of people so far have been offering explanations as to what the Chaser have done. The Chaser itself has offered explanations as to what it's done. But I'm a little concerned that the argument seems to run, I was only joking, so that's okay. Now, I've never really been a big fan of that argument, only because satire, the whole point of satire is to try and raise something up that is in fact ridiculous or stupid that we need to take attention of as a society. I'm not really sure where that comes in with Terminally Ill Children or the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm not really sure what the satire was in the situation. I see Professor Knight's suggestion that they were satirizing news presenters, but if so, they did a pretty bad script because they devoted most of it to what was going on with the kids in the beds. But, you know, so that's the big question. What were they trying to do? And I'd like to hear them explain that. What they were trying to do. It's one thing to actually ring up the Make-A-Wish Foundation and say, oh, look, I just want to explain to you what, you know, how things are going, as if somehow that would excuse what was going to happen. I mean, if I explain to somebody that I'm going to hit them, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea that I'm hitting them. So, you know, there's my side on it. I mean, I don't know. The last thing I'll probably say on that topic, I have a child with difficulties, and I would just wonder, now I write comedy, I would just wonder if I could ever pen that joke if I had a kid in that situation.
Right.
And if the Chaser were in a different place, would they ever have really written it? That's the question.
Yeah. All right, well, let's transition from that then to the original topic for tonight, which is kind of related to some degree. What you call Kidult TV started back with The Simpsons, and then it's actually spawned from there a whole range of these cartoons for adults.
That's right.
Kids stuff that we'd normally say, but it's actually for adults. As you say, Kidult TV.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not the first person to use the phrase. A fellow called Clifford Warren coined it. But the idea is just some sort of television style that actually looks like it's for children, but really, we know it now. It's a whole genre in itself. It's really talking lots of adult jokes. And you even find lots of films do the same sort of thing. I mean, Shrek, is it really for kids or isn't it? You know, there's so much going on in it that really will be way over the top of the heads of children. And The Simpsons, you know, everyone knows The Simpsons, the 20th anniversary of The Simpsons.
Yeah, so can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
Can you believe that? 20 decades. Years.
Gosh, and yes, I was only four or something.
Yes, that's right.
There's the other ones that people might be familiar with, The Family Guys, the sort of story of Peter Griffin and Lois, his wife, and Stewie, their maniacal, homicidal child. There's South Park. I mean, that's one that's often sort of got people stirred up. King of the Hill, about a small Methodist family in Texas. American Dad, you know, the family life of a CIA agent, Stan Smith, Drawn Together. There's a whole range of them.
Futurama.
Yeah, Futurama. They're basically pitched as cartoon, and yet they really are sort of going as an adult audience. And so that's what Kidult is.
Who is watching? You know, what kind of demographics?
Well, it's not really. I mean, this is where it gets a bit messy, and this is why it raises so much concern for people, because in many respects, they do have large, younger audiences. Actually, I think one of the things that we should also be cautious of, and I don't mean to reflect back on the previous discussion, but sometimes people say, oh, this is late night television. This is on late, so it doesn't, you know, worry. But a lot of the younger age group are watching things via the internet. They're YouTubing it. That's where they're seeing it. So to say, in some respects, well, you know, that's a parent's responsibility, they shouldn't be watching it, is sometimes to say, well, what do? You sort of take a child's computer away and say you can never see the internet. It can be a very hard thing to police as a parent.
It's not just simply airing at 9 p.m.
And so the audience, I think, ostensibly is probably pitched at your late 20s and your 30s and so forth. But it really is much broader, and that's what causes concern for people.
Right. Are there any commonalities then between those ones, you know, Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park, King of the Hill?
The big thing is what we've been talking about is satire. See, the whole idea is, I mean, most of them are pitched at middle America America or, you know, basically middle-class life, suburbia. I mean, you think of The Simpsons, you've got your three kids and your mum and dad. The same, that model is picked up and used in King of the Hill. It's used in American Dad. It's used in all these sorts of programs. Or suburban life in itself, like South Park, is basically about four boys living in a sort of a suburb or south, you know, North American town. And the whole idea is to basically take the mindsets that we have in our normal life, hold them up, and say, are these reasonable things? This, you know, when we behave this way or talk to other people or treat our spouses this way, is this what we really believe? And if so, isn't this something we should be discussing or having a problem with?
Mm.
And so that's, in a sense, that's satire at its best. You know, sometimes you see, we know what bad parenting is to some degree because we watch Homer do it with Bart. You know, we know what bad parenting is because we see Peter Griffin treat his, you know, kids a certain way. And by doing that, that's satire at its best. And that's what usually lies underneath this sort of stuff.
On Open House right across the nation, Mark Hadley is with us. We're talking about Kidult TV, those cartoons for adults like Family Guy, South Park, Drawn Together, Futurama, etc. South Park's a classic one, you know, very offensive for a lot of people who actually watch it, though. Is there something being said underneath the offence?
Well, that's the funny thing. Look, don't hear me as defending...
I've turned your mic off, yeah? It's not Freudian.
But let me say what I want to say first. Yeah, yeah. don't hear me saying that I'd like to defend everything associated with every episode of South Park or Simpsons or something like that. But keep this in mind. When you strip back a lot of the offensive stuff, the shock value material, what are you left with? You're often left with storylines that are affirming that a family is a good thing, that mum and dad should stay together.
Simpsons,
that,
classic.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Classic cases. That dads may do rubbishy jobs, but if they try and love their kids in the end, that's a good thing. If you look at South Park particularly, one of the things they're very hard on is racism. And so they mock terribly people who have racist attitudes, and they lift that up. You've got, you know, Kyle, who's Jewish, and you've got other sort of key characters who are, in a sense, valued and that sort of stuff when people attack them. You know, and so this is the sort of thing that if you remember, you look at these programs and you realize that underneath all the furor, they really are quite, you know, straightforward conservative. However, and here's the big however, you know, you can't strip it all aside. That's the thing. There was a fellow called Marshall McLuhan who actually coined this phrase, the medium is the message. Yeah. Oh. And he was basically saying that in the way in which we watch things, we can't stop that affecting the way that we actually, the message that we take on board. Now, when you watch something, say, for example, let me give you a quick example. I want to inspire awe in you, Sheridan. I want to inspire awe.
You do, mate.
Oh, thank you, mate. But I don't mean my physique. I mean, basically, that if I were to take you and show you a beautiful view, I could inspire awe in you. Mm-hmm. The medium is inspiring awe in you. It's part of the message. I can take you and I can show you a nuclear bomb and the devastation that it shows, and I can leave you awestruck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the message can be conveyed in a number of different ways. The medium is important because one of them is going to leave you a certain way and the other one is going to leave you a completely different way. Now, when we start watching programs that are based on shock, they might have a good message they want to show. But the problem is that if you keep shocking and shocking and shocking, you numb. And this is the problem, that the very medium itself has a problem associated with it. If you keep showing, change our ideas about sexuality and keep shocking and shocking and shocking with sexual stuff, eventually you're going to change people's perception of what is in fact normal to talk about in terms of sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who hasn't heard this? They're watching a program and somebody says, gee, that's terrible. And then somebody else replies, oh, that's nothing. Did you see Underbelly last week?
Right.
And straight away, somebody's perceptions has been changed by the method itself.
Mm.
So in the end, I can't really come behind these programs and say, yeah, they've got a great social message. Satire isn't enough of an explanation. It's not valuable enough because in the end, I'm being damaged other ways.
Mark Hadley, thank you.
Thanks,
buddy.
Always
good to have you on the show. Mark
Fun
Hadley,
to be here.
Our TV critic from Anglican Media.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.